bees and farmers looking for sunshine. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This past year has been a hard year on Tennessee beekeepers.
Dr. John Skinner, UTB specialist, says it continues to be a tough year on beekeepers. Just like with row crop farmers, all the wet weather over the past couple of months has hampered production. With bees, the rain is keeping them from doing their work, and that's pollinating. But for a number of reasons, we've lost a lot of bees throughout the country, whether it's colony collapse disorder, parasites, or pesticides. We're down from a couple of 100,000 colonies in Tennessee in 1990 to between 20 and 40,000 colonies today.
One person lost 80% of her colonies, but we think that that had to do with a pesticide kill. Other people have lost 20, 30% of their colonies of bees. Nationwide, the national average of losses for this year is 31%. That's a 10% increase over last year.
But Dr. John Skinner remains optimistic that the interest in bees, that is, in research and in beekeeping, is back on the increase. He says research on bees has increased dramatically over the last few years as scientists and researchers from around the world are working to solve the problems of declining bee populations.
And there's much more interest in getting colony levels back up to where they were. Even with the challenges that we face, nobody's giving up. We're basically all working at a group effort to find solutions to these problems. And I'd say we're not at the end of the tunnel yet, but we're certainly not at the start of the tunnel. We've probably learned more in the last 4 or 5 years about problems with bees than we did in the previous 50.
But just how important are our bees? Dr. Skinner says they're responsible for every third bite of food we eat. Pretty important. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.